The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Go to my website, TheOfficerTatum.com. My YouTube is on fire. You can check me out on YouTube at The Officer Tatum. I think you caught the theme here. Anything that you want to find me on, all you got to do is type in The Officer Tatum or Officer Tatum and you'll find it. First story I want to talk about today, so many to talk about just like every day, but I have to pick and choose the ones that I think are most pertinent to the people and allow everybody else to do the rest of the stories. But the story that caught my attention the most coming right out of the gate is the Republican Myra Flores from Texas. She literally overturned a Democrat stronghold in South Texas that was run for over 100 years by Democrats. And I'm just going to read it right from here because it makes more sense when I read it out. Conservatives are celebrating Tuesday night after Republican Myra Flores flipped a U.S. House seat in deep blue South Texas in a region that has not been represented by a Republican in over 100 years. Flores, who beat Democrat Dan Sanchez in a special election from Texas 34th District, a congressional district, is now the first GOP candidate to represent the area of the Rio Grande Valley since 1970. And you know who said that they voted for and endorsed her? I don't want to say endorsed her, but he voted for was Elon Musk. Now, why is this big? And according to the documents, I saw that there was a reference that she was the first Mexican-born American to be selected to the U.S. Congress. But Elon Musk saying and making a statement that he voted for her and that this is the first time that he's ever voted for a Republican and that if Ron DeSantis ran for office, he'd vote for him for president. Now, both of these occurrences are incredibly important to the projection of American success. Why do you say that? Because this, to me, Myra Flores winning in a deep blue district in Texas that a Republican hasn't won in 100 years, majority Hispanic area, it tells me that Republican messaging and the mission of what Republicans bring to the table versus Democrats are winning. And unfortunately, I feel like African Americans ain't showing up at the numbers that Hispanic Americans are showing up in. But it shows me also that Hispanics are sick of the Democrat lies. They're sick of open borders. They've watched their jobs go away because of shutdowns and COVID restrictions and all of these things. And they said enough is enough. They're looking at the gas prices going out of control. And they're saying, we're not voting for these Democrats no more. Now, I pray and I hope and I hope and I pray that Americans of African descent would have the same vigor and passion to say, we ain't voting for these Democrats no more. What have they offered us? From Obama to Biden, what have the Democrats offered African-American people, or I like to say Americans of African descent, because we're all Americans first. Everything else is secondary. What have they offered? What legislation has passed? I can't think of not one. Even with the virtue signal of passing the Joe Biden announcing that he would, I think he signed into place an executive order for police reform. That's not going to help anybody. Creating a database that municipalities don't even have to participate in. What database? A U.S. Marshal database? Because you cry about municipalities, but then municipalities don't have to participate in this quote-unquote database. What else? Banning chokeholds. Whose life would have been saved if they banned the chokehold? Eric Garner in New York, chokeholds were already banned. So banning a chokehold wouldn't have influenced or affected what happened in New York, and it wouldn't have saved Eric Garner's life. If you ask me, he was never choked out. They just said that. Even though chokeholds are against the law, they never prosecuted him for it because he never choked the guy out. Now, moving forward, you say no-knock warrants. The banning of no-knock warrants or restrictions or guidance to restrict no-knock warrants. Well, that wouldn't have saved Breonna Taylor, which is the story in which they put to the forefront. That wouldn't have saved Breonna Taylor because they didn't conduct a no-knock warrant on Breonna Taylor's house. So banning no-knock warrants did nothing for them. All of this talk of policing in America, and I was on a show, and it's got like 700,000 views on my YouTube channel. I was on Fox Soul. I think it's the black version of Fox. And I had mentioned to them, as a former police officer, I'm warning you guys, all these measures and legislation that they're attempting to pass or claiming that they want to pass actually has no effect on policing in America. It really doesn't. I mean, no positive effects. Banning chokeholds and transparency and all that, it's not going to stop the bad cops from being bad. It's not going to help them. Saying that you're going to put them on a database and hold cops accountable, you already go to jail for kneeling on somebody's neck until they die. It's already against the law to shoot people in the back. So if they don't care about that, they don't care about a database. Let me move on to the concept of Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the richest man in the world, I believe. At least he's the richest man in America by far. Him and Jeff Bezos are very, you know, wealthy individuals. But Elon Musk, you know, people perceive him as a leftist. Before he ever became incredibly popular the way he is today, they perceived him to be a leftist and they perceived that he was on their side. And now that he's come out and exposed a lot of things that needed to be exposed within Twitter, he's saying he's going to buy Twitter for transparency and the freedom of speech. And now he's coming out saying that the Democrats are losing their way in this country. Now, I know a lot of people like to say, because it sounds cute, that the Democrat Party didn't leave me, you know, or I didn't leave the Democrat Party, it left me. I'm in the middle and the Democrat Party moved. No, that's not true. You were left and you moved a little bit further right and they moved further left. You wasn't in the middle. Bill Maher wasn't in the middle. Don't let these people lie to y'all. They were leftists. And then the leftists went way too far and they moved to the right a little bit. But Elon Musk being an incredibly powerful figure, coming out saying that he's going to vote for the first Republican ever. He even said and made claims that there will be a red wave. And he said he'd vote for DeSantis in the 2024 election. That says a lot, y'all. That says a lot. People are not talking about individuals like Vernon Jones in the state of Georgia that switched from Democrat to Republican. People are not looking at all these politicians who are switching. Even Kyrsten Sinema here in the state of Arizona, she's not far left. She may have a Democrat next to her name. She's not far left. And a lot of people, and I can't think of the lady name from Hawaii, but she's a little more conservative. A lot of people are changing their tone and their tune because they understand what it's going to take to win. And this speaks to the red wave that I feel is coming. When you see things that happen like in Georgia, well, not in Georgia, but in Virginia, the gubernatorial race in Virginia, the special election here in the state of Texas, where the young lady, Myra Flores, won. You see all around the country, Republicans are taking these small victories in places that were once Tulsi Gabbard. That's her name. Tulsi Gabbard. She's moving a little more to the right. But Republicans are taking these seats that were normally occupied by Democrats. And the ones that they are not taking, it's a close margin. And in another vein, the Republican-endorsed candidates are dominating. And in places where they're not dominating, they're barely losing. But these anti-Trump people are taking a massive L. Nobody, I would argue, that the Republican Party is now more Trump-esque than Romney. I don't know a person that like Mitt Romney. I don't know how he keep getting voted in Utah. Maybe because he's a Mormon. And Mormons have a sense of loyalty to that guy. Because I don't know how anybody find him to be appealing as a politician at all. He got his butt dusted off by Barack Obama and gave Barack Obama a second term. And then every time you turn around, he's a feckless soft soy milk eating, drinking, you know, I want to say other stuff, but I'm a Christian. Every time you turn around, he's soft. And I would argue, and I'm biased, I'm a Trumper. Now, if Trump do something crazy, I'll call him out on it, but at the end of the day, I'm a Trumper. And all these politicians that voted for Donald Trump to be impeached, I would never vote for them. I'll never support them. There's nothing they can do that cannot be redeemed politically. Liz Cheney can never be redeemed politically. And I know a lot of people in America are like that. Donald Trump gave us hope and gave us a chance. All these other politicians have been sitting there twiddling their thumbs for 30 and 40 years, and they haven't made a difference. And I know the country is listening. Call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I'll catch y'all after the break. Summer grilling is upon us, and if you're looking for a perfect cut to put on a grill this year, look no further. Good Ranchers is the place to get American beef, chicken, and seafood this summer. They sell 100% American meat shipped to your front door, and right now, they're giving away two free 18-ounce prime center cut ribeyes to every person that use my code Tatum. That's over 2 pounds of prime ribeye steak at no cost to you. With Father's Day coming up and all the summer events, this is a perfect time to try a box of Good Ranchers. You can make a one-time purchase or subscribe and save $25 off every box. Plus, you'll get two free 18-ounce boneless ribeyes. Other places will charge you well over $50 a steak to get ribeyes like these. But Good Ranchers is giving them to you for free when you go to goodranchers.com/Tatum. This is a limited stock item. Right now, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum and use my code Tatum at the checkout and get your two free 18-ounce ribeyes. Start the summer off right with Good Ranchers American meat delivery.
The Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. And as you guys know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by making the best pillows. Mike Lindell has now came out with the My Slippers. For a limited time, you can save $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so you better act now. It took them over 2 years to develop the slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors. Now, because I'm lazy, I wear them indoors and out. I was just going to wear it in the house, but now I'm doing both. Made with MyPillow foam, impact gel to prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. All you have to do to take advantage of this deal is to dial 1-800-976 8379, use promo code Brandon, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com. Two stories I want to touch on. One, well, it's a lot of them. There's a ton of them. My mother-in-law sent me an article about the Border Patrol agents that were mounted. They were on mounted horses, and they were using split reins. But, you know, they were accused by these crazy liberal lunatics. They were accused and said that they were whipping people. Now, we're going to talk about that later. Shout out to my mother-in-law for giving me that story. However, the Democrats, 27 Democrats voted against protecting the Supreme Court justices. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? After Brett Kavanaugh, a person literally showed up to his house to kill him. Can you imagine this? A person showed up to a Supreme Court justice house to kill him because they disagreed with the position that he may take on Roe v. Wade. The stances that he may have taken if the gun law legislation was brought to the Supreme Court. Showed up to kill him. And immediately, Republicans asked for there to be protection for Brett Kavanaugh. Now, in the credit of Democrats and Republicans, in a bipartisan measure in the Senate, all 100 senators voted yes to have the Supreme Court justices get more security 24 hours a day. Not their immediate family is, I'll read the details of it, but to get them more security, to beef up the security so they will be protected. Now, in the House, you had 396 House of Representatives vote yes, and you had 27 of them that did not vote to protect these particular Supreme Court justices. Now, you ask brain-dead people on the left, why wouldn't you want the Supreme Court justice to be protected? They said that the protection didn't go further enough because they believed that not only the Supreme Court justice should be protected, it should be the clerks, the court staff, including clerks and other families. So you're not going to protect any of them because you didn't get everything. It really makes no sense. Now, we all know that the people who are mainly against abortion, Roe v. Wade, they want the Supreme Court justice to be in fear of their lives so they can vote the way they want them to vote. Let me name you a couple of these idiots. Jamal Bowman, he was the one that came out like a complete idiot and said there's going to be a civil war if Republicans take the House and the Senate. I'll play that clip shortly. But you got Cori Bush, who's another brain dead person. Raul Grijalva, which is, you know, he's here in the state of Arizona. I hope to God that they get him out of there. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib. I think it was another brain dead one on here. Maxine Waters. Now, there's another 27 of them, or, you know, there's 27 in total. I only read the ones that you guys are familiar with. Isn't it coincidental that the same suspects are a part of not voting to protect Supreme Court justices? Now, if this was a Democrat justice that was threatened because of legislation or not passing or not being in favor of Republican principles, I guarantee you they will be doing everything they can to protect them, and they'll make it about Republicans not being willing to protect Supreme Court justice. This next instance is a similar topic in the same vein about police and SROs, school resource officers, being banned from being in the schools. Now, you know, if you live in one of these cities where the politicians are completely out of their mind, you know if your city or your state is making a statewide effort or a citywide effort or a countywide effort to say that SROs shouldn't be in schools. Now, given the current climate of violence in schools, we're not even talking about school shootings. That's a very minimal amount of violence compared to what goes on in schools every single day. When I say minimal, I mean it's not as frequent. Now, the left wants to remove SROs from the school. And you have to ask yourself the question, as a rational adult, as a person who has somewhat level of intelligence to a certain degree, you've been on this earth more than 18 years, you would think they would have a legitimate argument as to why they don't want school resource officers in the school ready to deal with issues within the school and deal with individuals who want to come from outside the school in the school to cause damage. But their explanation is that the schools that have made reference to it are saying that these school resource officers are targeting minority students more than white students. That they're scary and intimidating to minorities. They cause more damage than good because they make more arrests. And there's more uses of force. Now, and explain this to me. So what you're saying is that, and we know that people aren't dumb enough to believe that the officers are making kids bring weed to school. When an officer is in the school, kids are saying, you know what? There's police officers in our school. I was going to leave these weed at home. I'm bringing the weed to school now. You know what? I was going to sucker punch Sean when I get I was going to sucker punch Sean. My guy's called Sean. He's probably thinking I'm threatening him right now. But I was going to sucker punch Sean when I got to school. But because I wasn't going to do it. But because we have police officers there and SROs there, now I'm going to go sucker punch him at the school because I want to get arrested. I think they're dumb enough to believe that. What's really happening is that because police officers are there, they're catching criminal behavior. They're arresting kids who are breaking the law. When they're not at the school, there's nobody to be caught because there's no officers there. So a fight is only relegated to punishment within the school system. And they try to turn a blind eye to it, won't let the police officers know, don't want to let the parents know. And therefore, there's no arrest being made. That does not mean that crime is not being committed. That just means that arrests aren't being made. And that's the whole philosophy here. They don't want to fix their school. They don't want to fix the drama. They don't want to hold people accountable. They want to be out of sight, out of mind. And then some of them, these crazy leftist lunatics in these schools, want SROs to be at the school, but they don't want them to arrest people. You're just here to look good, but you can't arrest kids for marijuana. What sense does this make? Targeting minorities. This is just the same argument that they do with police in America. They claim that police presence disproportionately affect minorities, but they never say that minorities are disproportionately committing crime. In the schools, I finished my thought. I got to go to the break. You're listening to the Off-Stadium Show. Call in. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that I have ever slept on in my life. I have one right now. Me and my wife sleep on it every night. Now Mike has done it again with my slippers, which I'm wearing right now. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slipper. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Mike Lindell has made the My Slippers with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made also with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on a radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at mypillow.com.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Call in 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243 if you want to join in the conversation. I want to get back on to the subject of police officers in the schools, SROs, school resource officers. When I was going to school, we had an SRO at the school. I mean, he was pretty much pointless because we needed more than one because we were in the hood. People were coming off the street fighting in the school, and all he did was pepper spray. Now, do I believe that it was invaluable to have him there? Yes. Why? Because you know a cop is there. There's a cop there. So if the cop is there, then you're less likely to commit crimes. Why? Because if he see you, you go to jail. The problem with our society today, ladies and gentlemen, and I've been saying this ever since I woke up from the Democrat plantation, is that we don't want to hold black kids accountable. That's what it comes down to. If you are saying black kids are afraid of SROs, we went to an all-black school and the SRO in our school was black. So black kids are afraid of SROs. Riddle me this, Batman. If you don't have drugs, then what is a cop going to do to you? Does somehow drugs appear in your pocket when you walk by a police officer? Just because they're there, black people got this. It's magic that happens. When you walk by a white cop and you're a black kid at a school, magically marijuana appears in your pocket. Magically, you start resisting arrest and you can't control it. You start fighting other students at the school and acting a fool, and you can't even control it because the magic white supremacist dust has been sprinkled on the kids at the school. And every time a white cop rolls by, somehow you just elevate to being an idiot. Explain me this. Why did I never get arrested by the SRO at my school? Because I did not commit a crime. Why have I never been arrested? Let me refrain that. I've never been physically arrested. I got arrested in 2010 for expired registration in a foreign state. It got thrown out. That means I had expired registrations on the car out of state license plate. That cop was a jerk. And then I became a cop and I almost confronted him, but I said, I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna let the Lord handle it. And then I had a warrant for my arrest and didn't know it while I was a cop, but I'll talk about that on another show. But why did I not get physically arrested while I was in Dunbar High School? Because I didn't commit a crime. Why did I never really see the SRO? Because ain't no reason for him to see me. I'm going to class, doing what I need to do, and I'm going home. It's that simple. SROs in schools should be a fun thing. Students should have fun and see the cops and say what's up to them, be able to ask them whatever question they want to ask them. But the problem is the degeneracy is easier to be out of sight, out of mind than actually confront it. Young black kids in this degenerate culture that black young youth have adopted. This is not black culture. Black people don't act like this. You see black people come from Africa. Do they act like this? The black people in their 30s and 40s and 50s, did they act like this? So it's not black culture. It's a culture of degeneracy that a lot of youth have adopted. It's adopted in the music. It's adopted in television. It's adopted in entertainment, basket, sports, degeneracy, adoption. And what happens is they adopt this theology and this mindset, and it begins to pour out into every aspect of their lives. And I'm not telling you something I read in a book. I went to an inner city school. I went to a school where dudes was shooting dice in the bathroom. I went to a school where dudes selling dope in the school. I went to a school where people coming off the street in the school fighting. Auntie them coming from the street into the school, fighting people in the school. I went to a school where dudes pulling guns on each other in the parking lot. One guy just got out of prison. They almost ran into each other in the parking lot. They get mad. Dude pull a gun out in front of everybody. I went to a school where a guy on my football team used to carry a gun to school, carry a gun to practice every day. He actually carried it to school, and then I saw him when he would put in a locker at practice. Certified gangbanger. Really living that life. That's why I can tell you that it's not the SRO is the problem. It's these parents raising these degenerate young men who don't have no hope, they don't have no fathers, they don't have no direction, and they are the problem, not the SROs. Now, I want to talk about why I believe SROs are a positive solution. I'm going to run out of time like I normally do because I need to talk for an hour straight. But y'all know how the radio is. I can't talk that long. I got to hone in on my conversations, hone in on my thoughts. But I'm going to go into why I think SROs are important. The common sense factor is that when you have a cop at the school, like we saw in Duncanville, or you know, somebody at the school with a gun, preferably a cop, you don't see as much violence. But I'll get to that point after the break, but I want to let you guys know before we go to break that Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are charging you premium fees every month for data that you do not use. So stop paying for things you don't use. Instead of paying $89 a month to your current provider, pay just $20 to PureTalk for what you actually need. I made the switch. I'll be honest, at first I was nervous a little bit. I didn't know if the coverage was going to be straight. I didn't know if I can get the best phone out there that's available to the public. And you know what? I was wrong. I could. I got an iPhone 13. 5G network is that good. Switching was the easiest thing I ever done in my life. So listen, if you've been on the fence about it, go ahead and make a leap to the right side and jump off the fence and jump right into this deal. You'll save money every month if you sign up with PureTalk. All you have to do is dial #250 and say Brandon Tatum, and you will get an additional 50% off your first month. With PureTalk, no risk, money back guarantee. You will not regret this. Dial #250 and say Brandon Tatum. Sign up and save an additional 50% off your first month. It is #250 and say Brandon Tatum.
Unapologetically Christian and 100% real. The Officer Tatum Show. Breaking news and what to make of it. The Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum, and let's talk about my man, Mike Lindell, with the Moss Slippers. Aren't you tired of walking around in your socks, getting your socks dirty, getting them torn up, getting your feet dirty? All you got to do is get you some slippers, $90 off. This deal won't last long. Mike Lindell took over 2 years to build these slippers. The slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors, made with my pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue in your feet. Made with quality leather suede. To get these slippers, and I have them, I have the black pair, so if you go on there and get them, if you want to be like your boy B. Tatum, you can get the black pair. All you got to do is call 1-800-976-8379, use promo code Brandon, or go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Brandon. Again, this offer, $90 off, will not last long. So if you want to get the discount, you want to get the hookup, I got you. Put in discount code Brandon, go to mypillow.com or call that number, and you will get what you'd like. All right. Back to the subject at hand. A whole bunch of people calling in. 844-900-7243. You can call in if you want to be a part of the discussion. But I wish that celebrity black leaders would – it's weird to me. Oprah – Jay-Z, Beyonce, all these people who are billionaires, why don't they push and spend all of their time challenging and helping black people in the black community? Because all this pointing the finger at the white man ain't never done. What has that done for you? Nothing. You could tell these young people, hey, man, pull your pants up. Hey, and don't walk around like that. You know, act like you got some sense. If you want people to treat you right, then you got to act right. If you want people to treat you with respect, you need to respect yourself. If you want the white man to respect you, you need to respect your brother. Why are you killing your brother? Why are you out here dogging out your brother? Why are you dogging your sister? You claim you love black women and you out here cheating on them and trying to do all kind of stuff to them. No loyalty. Leave them single with your kid. Don't go see the kid. Don't talk about white people if you ain't addressing that. And it's not just for black people, because I know people always getting their feelings when I say stuff. You always talking about black people. You always talking about. I'm talking about people in general. I just so happen to be black my whole life, and I so happen to grow up in a black community, so I don't know what white people be doing. I'm just giving my own personal experience from the things that I've seen. We could really change the world. We could really change the inner city communities if black people would say, let's stop focusing on everything else and only focus on black people. Let's stop focusing on who did what and what president. If every black person voted for a black president, we'll have another. We could potentially have another black president. But instead, they vote for Joe Biden, a racist white man. Okay, I'm going to leave that one alone. We'll talk about that later on. Joyce from Houston, Texas, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Thank you. I just want to say you are just a blessing. You know, when Carl was on, I thought he was a replacement. And so it came up that you were going to come on that Monday. I said, well, I guess I'll go back to my 6 o'clock program that I was looking at before. Let me tell you, I haven't turned the dial yet. And this and this nation needs the wisdom. And you're a young man. And, you know, officer, I go to senior citizen meetings, and they voted for Biden, and they are still into this Biden. They don't see anything wrong, and they'll sit there and they'll talk negative about Trump. And I said, what is wrong with my people? I'm 89 years old. Some of them are older than me, and we're still blaming the white man. And I get so tired of us blaming the white man. White man is not our problem. We are our problem. We kill more of each other than any other group. In my community, there are black seniors that have been broken in and murdered. You don't even know their name. But you sure in the hell know George Floyd. You sure in the hell know Michael Brown. You know Trayvon Martin. But you don't even know these seniors. One was 88 years old. Her next-door neighbor beat her to death with a hammer and a toaster. You don't even know her name. And this is where we are in the black community. And it's the black ministers tell us from the pulpit, officer, that we are supposed to vote Democrat. Well, I left the Democrat, the white liberal Democrat plantation many years ago, and I have not missed one second of leaving the plantation. And I just don't understand how my people can see where we are. We see nice communities in Houston. They are ghettos today. And we are still going to the polls voting Democrat.
Joyce, you are a blessing to me, to the audience, and I thank you so much for the call. My God, I feel slightly vindicated because I am a young man. I'm in my early 30s, and to hear a woman in her 80s, I mean, you talk about the generational gap, say the exact same thing that I feel, it feels vindicating. It's like, I know I'm not tripping. I know I'm not lost out here. I know that there's more people that have been through a lot, that have been here on earth for a lot longer than me, that can see that we used to not be like this. Our communities used to not act like this. Our young people used to not see themselves the way we see ourselves today. And to see people still voting for Democrats, and I have a little mercy on them, the younger generation, because they're new to it. But like our caller Joy said, the older generation, the senior generation, if you lived this long, you got way more evidence than I do that Democrats ain't never done nothing for black people. So I want to thank you, Joyce, for calling in. My God, that was one of my favorite calls. I feel just elated to hear somebody else say that, especially a black woman of her wisdom say that. I feel like, hey, I ain't got to argue with nobody else. You heard it from Joyce herself. Let me get a couple more callers in. How much time do I got? I got 90 seconds. Okay, Clarence from South Carolina, welcome to the Off Stadium Show.
Yes, yes. Am I on?
Yes, sir. Welcome
Hello?
To the show.
Okay. I had a couple of questions for you. I want to know why these people are wearing, young black kids are wearing the dreadlocks. I can speak to a little bit of what the previous caller said. These black preachers, you know, the black radio announcers like D.L. Hughley and Steve Harvey. And I was telling your call answerer that Steve Harvey should be taken off the air. He is an embarrassment the way he speaks. He should not be given advice like that. I used to watch Amos and Andy as a kid. They took him off TV. I'm 75. I'm from D.C. Are you from D.C.?
No, I'm from Arizona. I'm actually from Texas, but I live in Arizona now.
Okay. Okay.
I got 30 seconds, Clarence.
The Democrat Party is paying these black preachers and these black radio people to say this stuff because there's no way that they could believe this BS these liberal Democrats are putting out.
100%. Clarence, thank you so much for the call. I mean, God, dang, they y'all loading them up. I got people that make sense that listen to me. Listen to the Off Stadium Show. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is. Go to SalemNow.com today.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen and ladies, I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. And I'm happy that many of you guys have listened to me. You've hearkened to my words. And you've gone to TheOfficerTatum.com and clicked on the Breaking the Cycle of Crime banner. All this month, I've been telling you guys about the gospel transformation work being done by our friends at the Nonprofit Prison Fellowship Academy. And today, I want to introduce you to an incredible young man, Mike Donovan. Who is Prison Fellowship Academy's director at St. Brad's Correction Center in Chesapeake, Virginia. Mike says that inmates that his team has been working with appreciate having the focus being placed on their future.
What's in the past is in the past. We don't ask them what their crimes were, and our thing is moving forward so when they get out, they're productive in their communities. We teach them all types of things like integrity, community, restoration. Our goal is to help somebody change their perspective about themselves. And it's just an amazing ministry to be part of.
And not only is Prison Fellowship Academy an amazing ministry to be a part of, it is offering you a free 14-day devotional written by prisoners themselves. All you need to do, like many of you guys have been doing, go to TheOfficerTatum.com, click on the Breaking the Cycle of Crime banner, and do yourself a favor. Do it right now. God will bless you, and you will be blessed because of it. And I want to get back into the subject at hand. We had two callers call in. Both of them were black individual, black male in his 70s and a black woman in her 80s, literally vindicating the things that I've been trying to say to people for the 4 years that I've been online saying these things, is that we need to be holding ourselves accountable. I got a bunch of callers calling in on this subject, and we're going to continue down this path because I think this is going somewhere. Let's see. Where we go? Matt from Savannah, Georgia. Welcome to the Off Stadium Show.
Hey, how you doing there, sir?
I'm doing well. Welcome to the show.
All right. I've noticed. All right, first let me tell you who I am. I am a white dude, and looking at me, I look like a proper redneck, but anybody who speaks to me can tell my background's a little different. I grew up in low-income black neighborhoods. Anyway, I noticed over the years that the people who get celebrated, especially during like Black History Month, I don't know who's picking out who is going to be getting the notoriety. But first off, there's not a proper explanation of who and what Martin Luther King Jr. was. And there's a whole lot of people that should be brought to light that are not. And I'm wondering if you know anything about, you know, like you could watch it on MTV and they'll even give you some modern people in the, you know, that are supposedly representing the black community. but it's never the ones I would like to see.
Matt, thank you so much for the call. I agree with Matt 1,000%. I mean, Booker T. Washington, George Washington Carver is another one. Madam C.J. Walker don't get enough attention. I mean, Martin Luther King, like, this is the thing about Martin Luther King, and I know some people ain't going to like to hear this. There's some things that Martin Luther King did that wasn't very kosher. And there was some things that Martin Luther King represented that we wouldn't like some of the things that he represented if he was alive today. There were some speeches that he did that I thought were amazing, but he was not a conservative. Martin Luther King, I don't believe Martin Luther King, he hated capitalism. And there's a lot of things that he did. He was an activist. In a way in which we see some of these crazy activists today, I don't think he was as bad, don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you, you know, Uncle Tom the movie is coming out. Uncle Tom 2 is coming out. I was in Uncle Tom 1, I'm in Uncle Tom 2, and after the research that I saw done, the history of Martin Luther King, I would argue, and I'm just going to say this, I think we should uplift other people and give them and make them an example. Frederick Douglass is another person that I think was a tremendous historian. And people never talk – Clarence Thomas, they never talk about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. They never talk about Thomas Sowell. Why didn't they talk about Thomas Sowell? The most brilliant man – one of the most brilliant men to ever live is Thomas Sowell. He should be number one on the charts when it comes to Black History Month. And I'm going to say this real quick. I only got a minute left. Y'all hold the phone. I'll get to you guys after the break. But when my son came home and they gave him a list of people, politicians were only Democrats. They didn't let him pick for any Republican politicians as in Black History Month. They had George Washington Carver on there, who, if people don't know, he was one of the greatest inventors of all time. But there were so many other Black people that are great men who lived in this country, who wasn't an activist their whole life, who believed in pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, who believed in capitalism, who believed that we were a part of this country from the founding, and we wanted this country to live up to the values in which it bestowed. But they don't want you to talk about them. They just want you to talk about the activists. You listen to The Offs Tatum Show. Y'all hold the phone. I'll catch you after the break.
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet. Making a difference in this culture war. The Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to The Officer Tatum Show. The woke crowd has seized control of our schools, and now a minority voice of woke crazy activists are trying to take over our corporations. From Disney to American Express, more companies are taking positions on political issues. They have not one ounce of reason to do so. However, they're doing it anyway, taking positions that only align with the woke activists and no one else. From discrimination in the hiring front to theories like the ESG, woke ideologies are taking over corporate boardrooms and HR departments. That's why I'm excited. I'm elated to tell you about my friends over at Job Creators Network. They are embarking on a major advertising and litigation effort to fight the woke activists, and they need your help to fund it. Go to rockthewoke.com now and be a part of making a difference. Disney and the others have heard from woke Americans. It is your turn to be heard. Go to rockthewoke.com now. Don't let the woke crowd do to our businesses what they've done to our schools. Go to rockthewoke.com and help fund this fight. Let me tell you guys of this story, because I would be remiss. And really, I should tell the story about all the officers that have died in the line of duty. But this one that's most recent, these L.A. police officers were murdered. They were slaughtered. They were ambushed. It appears that the subject called 911, or somebody called 911 of a reported stabbing. When the police got to the scene, they were immediately fired upon, killing both of them. They end up were pronounced dead at the hospital. These two officers work for El Monte Police Department, which is like a L.A. area police department. And the subject's girlfriend was still in the motel when they showed up to the incident location, and she was unharmed. So to me, there was a stabbing call. The only other person in the hotel wasn't stabbed. That makes it feel like that he called them to ambush him. Now, I hope that they rot in a burning hell for what they did to these police officers. And yeah, I'm biased. I'm just going to say it. I'm biased. I used to be a cop. I wore the uniform. I know what the dangers are. Every day I went to work, I was wondering, am I going to come home or not? But you know what? Police officers are warriors. I was a warrior. I made up my mind every day. If I die today, so be it. That's what I said to myself every day. If I die today, so be it. I die saving somebody's life. I die doing what God called me to do. And some people are not, they don't know what it feels like to look death in the eye on multiple occasions and escape. They don't know what it feels like to put that uniform on, to leave work and see things that you can never unsee. And these LA police officers were going there to protect somebody's life with their life. And this coward set him up to ambush him. And I hope that he goes to jail, and I hope that Big Johnny could take advantage of him every night while he's in jail. One of the slain officers was 22 years old. I mean, was a 22-year veteran. The other officer was a brand-new officer. I think he had less than a year on the department. It probably was an FTO situation where that officer was training the young officer. But RIP officers, God bless all the other officers out there. I got your back 100%. I'll fight for you to the day that I die. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Catch me after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Man, I can't express this enough. Democrats are going to take a massive L in the midterm. They have to. I just read an article just now that Joe Biden has promised Zelensky in Ukraine $1 billion for more weapons. What are we doing? Like, are you serious? Like, I'm not going to understand this. Inflation is out of control. Gas prices are out of control. And this fool going to send $1 billion. I mean, just the optics of sending $1 billion to another country. They going to end up losing anyway. We ain't going to get none of our money back. And I don't understand, y'all. I wish that I could become a Democrat and sit in these meetings with Democrats. Maybe I'll understand. Maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm in la-la land. They cannot be this stupid. You're either stupid or evil. They just want to lose. They want to lose. Just like the Democrats that didn't vote. I mean, you don't have to be the smartest man in the room to say, that's weird. Why wouldn't they pay to do that? Now, we already know the summertime. Anybody that keep up with crime and everything, in the summer, crime always goes up. I don't know if it's just because of the heat, the weather change, or the fact the kids are out for the summer. And many of these cases, students from college are out for the summer. Crime goes up. Now, they're going to push this legislation. Now, I know what they're going to do, because right now, the gun legislation that was a bipartisan agreement in the Senate haven't been put to paper. The pen haven't been put to paper. Now, you know these Democrats, what they're going to do, they're going to wait till the 11th hour. They're going to try to postpone this bill. And then at the 11th hour, they're going to put in COVID relief. And they're going to put in LGBTQ stuff into a gun law bill. And then they're going to say, oh, Republicans don't want to pass it. We already know how that's going to go. But anyway, let me move on. Because I get very upset thinking about how ridiculous these Democrats are. And I'm so mad we even let it get to this point. You got people calling in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. See, Paul from Dallas, Texas, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. That's a great point about stupid or evil. Believe me, they aren't stupid. It's all intentional and deliberate. And I wanted to reference a broadcast you made last week, and to thank you for taking a courageous stand against the LGBT agenda and calling on others to do so, because that's defending and protecting the children. My point is that the LGBT agenda has always been to groom and recruit children. They use indoctrination. They call it education, propaganda. They call it science, disinformation. They call it enlightenment. Those are the ways of tyrants. And the LGBT are sexual terrorists. You can't be for the LGBT and be for the children. The choice has to be made. So we thank you. We ask you, please stay strong. It's going to be hard. It's going to be dangerous. But the cause is to protect and defend children, and we must prevail in that. The tide is turning. But we need champions and heroes like you. And I'd like to call in again and talk about some of the points that you made at a later time. Thank you.
Paul, thank you so much for the call. Paul, yeah. Anytime, call in. We can touch on some different points at another time. But, yeah, I mean, we got to stand up for it. These people are grooming kids. It's just there, man. You got to talk about it. You got to say it. You got to tell the truth. The Democrats are just making up stuff, and we just run with it because we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Screw them. I showed Christina Aguilera doing a video, or she's doing a concert with a dildo on. And they doing freaky stuff on the stage. And this is not – I looked at the flyer. It does not say that it's for adults only. So people were probably bringing their kids to look at this Christina Aguilera performance, and she on the stage with dildos doing freaky stuff. It's not about love. And then one of the things, they dressed up like devils. It is demonic. This is satanic. I already tried to tell people homosexuality is a sin. Gay marriage is a sin. All that stuff is sins. Now, in America, hey, you don't have to believe in God if you don't want to. That you have that pleasure here. But at the end of the day, for Christians, we got to call it out for what it is. You don't have to like what I have to say, but I'm going to call it out for what it is. I don't think that's right. According to the Bible, that's a sin, as well as the other sins. It ain't the only sin. You out there fornicating is a sin. Looking at pornography is a sin. All those things are sins. You better get it right with God and repent. You and I both. It's not just a preachy thing. We all in this. We all need to work on... You know, that may not be our struggle. Our struggle may be pride. Our struggle may be lying. I don't know. Some people may struggle in different ways, but we got to stand up for the gospel. We live in the easiest place to be a Christian on planet Earth, and some of us still afraid to say nothing. People in China getting killed trying to be Christians. People in places in Africa, Nigeria, murdered by Muslims trying to be Christians. Christians, when Afghanistan and Iraq was happening, they were beheading people. They were killing tens of thousands of Christians, a day, lining them up and shooting them in the head on television. We got it easy in America. And some people don't even want to stand up for the truth. It's crazy to me. Brian from Lancaster, Ohio, welcome to the Al Statham Show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for speaking with me again. And you are our voice of truth. Myself, the reason I called in, we were talking about being on the end of the law enforcement gun, on the brink of having to do things that you never have to, and God when you don't. And I was telling your screener, I sat at the end of a sniper scope for 30 minutes just hoping I didn't get the signal that I would have to drop this person. And it turned out that for the year after, we were finally able to reach this guy with the word of God. Until he graduated from the school that I was a law enforcement officer at, and we continued to talk throughout until his graduation, and that was one of the proudest moments of my career. I want to tell you, brother, I back at Lexington Concord there. God loves America, and we need to love him back. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Brian. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for the passion. The phone was cutting out. I mean, so I don't know how much people heard of that, but that was a very, very beautiful story. And what I heard from it, some of it had cut out, is that, a guy that he once was going to have to take out with deadly force ended up graduating and becoming a great man, and he was able to see that through. And it was an incredible blessing. I believe I got the story right. It was cutting out. That's what it sounded like to me. But, it just brings me to this point, man. I just wish that people knew what police went through. I just wish they knew. There's cops out here that have had to kill people, and they didn't want to. They didn't want to have to do it. They had to do it to protect their lives and the lives of other people. The police officers have seen things that people have never even imagined on a day-to-day basis, There's not enough love and respect for law enforcement officers in America. I mean, I think people just think they pull people over on traffic and mess with you every now and again and try to plant drugs on you or something. But, man, there's so much more to the job. And the reason I can say this with surety and confidence is because I used to not be a cop, and then I became a cop. And then I realized the public has no idea what we do. They have no idea what we see. I mean, I remember my first time going to the morgue. Well, I went to the morgue a few times, but I looked over at a table. I mean, it was like a shelf, and they had these little bags there. And I remember asking them, hey, what's in those bags? And I didn't realize they were kids. There were babies in those bags in the morgue at the hospital. And it just really, I could never go in there and think about it the same way. Knowing that there was people's dead children in those bags in the morgue, it just got to me. I remember seeing a 3-year-old pass away in the ER, not a dry eye in the room. Doctors were crying, nurses were crying. They tried everything they could to save the kid, and he died. And my son was the same age. I had to go home and hug my son, and he didn't have no idea why I was hugging him like I was, because I just couldn't imagine losing my child like that. I remember having to pull a gun on a lady because she pulled a knife out on us, and I almost had to shoot her. And looking in her eyes and thinking, like, I'm going to kill this person. Like, I'm going to have to kill her. That was a very difficult decision to make. And most people have never experienced that. But I'm not here to just ramble about it. But I just wish more people understood. And I think that we'll see a difference in people respecting law enforcement in this country. You listen to the Al Statham Show. Hold the phone. Catch you after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Al Statham Show. Are you sick of walking around with your dirty in your socks, walking around barefooted indoors and outdoors? You don't have to worry any longer. Mike Lindell has done it again, not only creating amazing pillows, but now he has created the My Slipper. And for a limited time, you can get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. Mike Lindell took over two years to develop the My Slipper. The My Slipper is designed so you can wear it indoors and outdoors. Like I said before, I now wear mine indoors and outdoors, and they feel good. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help with fatigue in your feet, and made with quality leather suede. For you to take advantage of this opportunity like this, all you have to do is call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com. If you didn't think that the left was already evil and out of their mind, the WHO will now rename monkeypox to remove stigma or racism. Now, you have to be... Now, let me just explain this, because the article is a little bit, you know, of course, it's sensationalized. So the argument that the WHO has in this realm is that the monkeypox is, people are believing that the monkeypox virus came from Africa. And so every time they show monkeypox, they show an African person. And so people are believing it is African. And so they believe there's a stigma that's going to be associated with monkeypox in Africans. It's in the article, when you look at the history, monkeypox came from the Congo, or came from the Dominican Republic of the Congo in 1970. You don't have to know much, but in the Congo, I'm pretty sure that they are dark skinned people. And what does it matter? What does it matter? And they're making, we shouldn't even be talking about monkeypox. In the whole world, there's 1,600 cases of monkeypox, according to the research that I just got from this article. 1,600 in the world. I think they think it's like 47 people are confirmed in the United States of America. Listen, there's more than 1,600 people that probably got AIDS in a square mile where you live at right now. Why are they making such a big deal out of monkeypox? Now, you know why, and I know why. They won't tell you why, but they want to try to make this the next pandemic, in my opinion. We see it now, is barely skating around, monkeypox this, monkeypox that. Wait till November. Monkeypox is going to be a pandemic. They already saying they want you to wear a mask so you don't transmit monkeypox, and monkeypox ain't even airborne. You can't make this stuff up, man. People thought the pandemic was like this. Now they have a plan in place. COVID-19, people are done with it. They showing these pictures of these people with bumps all over them, get you all scared. And then before you know it, they're going to say monkeypox is outbreak. You need to do mail-in ballots. That's how sinful these people are. Joanne from Philadelphia, welcome to the Al Statham Show. Joanne, welcome to the show. I guess Joanne fell asleep. Joanne, thank you for the call. So I want to get to this. I want to get to
three strikes you out.
I want to get to another story real quick before I jump to the next caller. Senate Republicans targeted target Google with bill to stop Google from allegedly sending GOP political emails to spam. So there's a lot of Republican GOP senators that are creating a bill, drafting a bill. It's called the Political Biased Email Act, and they're trying to get it passed to stop Google from sending their emails to spam. Now, people like to say, oh, that's a right-wing talking point. There's nobody doing that. 70% of Republican political communications were sent to spam, and only 8% of Democrat emails, political emails, were sent to spam. There is no way that that's not an algorithmic effort on behalf of Google to put people in a bad position. It's absolutely no way. That's like saying that Joe Biden won an election when the fool was losing all the major swing states until after they quit counting the vote, which is the first time it ever happened in history. And then the next morning you wake up, somehow all the votes went his direction. Yeah, I mean, I watched 2,000 mules. They had 2,000 people who were considered to be mules that cast illegal votes. There are about 400,000 illegal votes that were cast that they can identify through the geo-tracking. If you threw 400,000 votes out, and you know they probably were all Biden votes, Trump won by a landslide. But they don't want you to know that. Democrats are half-baked anyway. They don't want you to be, they want to move on because they don't have the courage to fight. They stole the election, ladies and gentlemen. That's my opinion. They stole the election. I don't know what other way to say it. They stole the election. And then to distract from that, they bring up January 6th because they don't want you to talk about the election that was stolen. They want you to talk about the protests, the riots, the trespassing into the Capitol building. They want you to focus on that. Let me play a clip real quick because I haven't played this clip, but I want you to listen to what Ted Cruz had asked. I'm assuming a spokesperson of the DOJ had asked him about a couple interesting facts on January 6th. Wrote a clip.
I want to turn to the FBI. How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, there are a lot of people who are understandably very concerned about Mr. Epps. On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd.
The video has the echo in it.
And there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sanborn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
All right, so we already know where this is going. We already know where this is going. And I'm sorry for the echo, y'all. The video, I think they purposely did this. But anyway, when Ted Cruz was giving his speech, the way they had the Zoom set up, it created an echo on the original file. So it's not your computer. It's not your car radio. And it's not us. It's literally, that's the way the video was recorded. But as you can, this dude named Ray Epps is encouraging people to go into the Capitol building and to do damage. He never was arrested. And then when he asked the DOJ, is he a Fed? Now, if he was a regular person, they can say he does not work for the federal government. He doesn't work for the federal government. But they know he's probably a Fed. So they have to say, I cannot answer that question because it's a part of methods done by the federal government, allegedly. You listen to the Al Status Show. Hold the phone. Catch me after the break. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.